Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Samach, Erevin 60. Today's Daf Yomi on Samach Amud Aleph. We quote the Mishnah that appears earlier, and the Mishnah on Nuntes had stated that if it was a city that was owned by the public, Shel Ram, meaning to say it was a communal city, and then it became an individual city, became owned by, let's say, a single person, maybe a king owned it, or one person bought the whole city and he owned it, then still it retains its status as a communal city, and you cannot make an eruv in all of it, elam kein asa chutzua shiur, unless you left over a little bit of the eruv. You didn't make an eruv in the entire city, you left over a portion, ki ir chadasha, like an ir chadasha. Chadasha usually means new, so it means like a new city. But that's not how the Gemara interprets it. The Gemara brings a braisa who explains what does ir chadasha mean. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ir achas haisa bi Yehuda. There was one city that was in Judea, v'chadasha shema, and its name was chadasha. So it means, when it says in our Mishnah, unless you have something over like an ir chadasha, like a new city, it means like the city which was called the city of chadasha, new city. We sometimes have that in America, a new city. And this type of city called a new city is mentioned in the book of Joshua, chapter 15, verse 37, where it talks about the city of Chadasha. And in this city, in order for it to be considered a city, in this year Chadasha, what do they have in the city of Chadasha? Hayuba Chamishim Diurim. They had 50 people living there. Anashim V'Nashim V'Taf. Men, women, and children. And the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos explains that this was the smallest city in all of Judea. Uvayu Misharim Chachamim. And that's how the sages would establish the amount that was required for a city in order to make the one Erev in the whole city. Meaning to say that if it was bigger than that, you wouldn't be able to make an Erev for the whole city. V'hi Haisa Shiur. And this city itself of Chadasha was itself considered a shear for a larger city. I mean, there was a larger city which had an eruv in it. And in order to be able to carry in that part of it, they had to leave over this amount of the city, which was the same size as the ir chadasha. So that is the braisa. So the Gemara asked the question, Ibayu, the Gemara asked the question, Chadasha Ma'u, this city of Chadasha itself, are you able to make an eruv in all of it without leaving anything over? Or do you need to leave something over because it's a small city? So the Gemara says, what kind of question is this? Chadasha, we said in our braisa, Ki echidi I avishir l'gdoa, gdoa nami avishir l'gtana. Well, just like it was the shear, it was the remnant of a larger city. Well, the larger city is also the remnant of this smaller city. And of course, you don't need to leave anything else over. It's already left over. So rather, the Gemara asks, Ela ke'en chadasha. No, so the Gemara asked what the question was if you have a city that's the same size of chadasha, and means say it has 50 people living there, and there's no other city nearby, like the case of the chadasha city, Mahu, what's the law there? Do you need to leave a little bit over from the residents of the city so that they don't make an eruv with them, so that people understand that in the future you cannot carry in the public domain without an eruv? Or rather, since it's such a small city, therefore you don't need to leave anything over. So what's the answer? So it's a dispute amongst the Amoraim. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Charam, or Bayishir. One says it still requires an amount. The Charam or Dulo Bayishir. And the other says, no, it doesn't require a shear. It doesn't require an amount because it's so small. This Gemara is raised by Rav Moshe Feinstein within the context of talking about the size of a city that requires people to build a synagogue. And Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses in the context of the place that's called Kever Rachel, Rachel Imenu, the grave of Rachel. And he says that it seems that really Yaakov Avinu never, this was like on the junction, or you're required to build a synagogue on the road. So even though people pray by Kever Rachel today, by the grave of Rachel, he says that Jacob, our forefather, only just put a matzeva there. He just put a tombstone, and everything that was built above it, like a synagogue where people come to pray, that wasn't built by Jacob and was not built in the ancient times. It was just built in recent times as a synagogue for people to pray there. But really, you're not obligated to build a city, a synagogue around Rachel. And that's not the reason why there's a synagogue around. It's just that a lot of people are going to pray there. And once they're going to pray there and they don't want to get colder, Moshe Feinstein says, and they don't want to get feel the elements, therefore they built a synagogue. And so therefore we say that this idea of what they built there does not fulfill the mitzvah of building a synagogue, because there's a certain point of the size of a city that you are required to build a synagogue. And that is only if you have a certain amount. And he says we can learn this amount from the part which is required for an Erev, from the Erev Hadasha. And just like we have this amount for the Erev, that he says this is comparable to the amount that's required for a synagogue, which is this idea of Chamishim Diurim, 50 people who are, you need 50 people living in that city.